BBC Caribbean Report.
The Cuban economy prepares for its worst sugar harvest in half a century. Jamaica takes the first step towards closer ties with Latin America. And to legalize or not to legalize the debate over marijuana. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. After enduring the effects of almost 2 years of chronic drought, Cuba is preparing for yet further hardship with the news of the country's worst sugar harvest for half a century. The shortfall is a massive blow to a country which just 10 years ago could claim to be the world's biggest exporter of sugar. Pascal Fletcher has this report.
The Cuban government is not exactly shouting about this year's sugar harvest. On the contrary, it has yet to formally announce an official result for the completed 1997-1998 crop. But senior officials have already estimated that the harvest is in the region of 3.2 million tons, around 1 million tons less than last season's figure, and the lowest Cuban sugar crop in some 50 years. They place most of the blame on unseasonably heavy rain in March, which threw harvesting into disarray. Many foreign sugar analysts actually believe that the real Cuban harvest result is even lower and may not have reached 3 million tons. This is deeply disappointing for the communist-ruled island, where sugar exports have traditionally been the mainstay of the economy, even before the 1959 Cuban Revolution.